The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, greetings. Greetings, dear Sangha, dear International Sangha all around the world. So, we are continuing to explore the mind's body this week. And for today's guided meditation, for today's exploration, just a few words and what we did and what the basis for these invitations were. So we tend to pay attention in a regular way in what we're used to in the world, going around as a human being. And many of us, most of us, all of us, kind of consider that our mind, whatever our mind is, and of course philosophers and scientists, so many treatises on the mind, on consciousness, we still don't know what it is and where it is and all that. So, but we have this perception that our mind is somewhere in our head, and we perceive somewhere in our head, behind our eyes, there's this self here that perceives the world. And when we are noticing, say, the body, sensations in the body, the breath, pain, it's always this dualistic relationship. There is this self, there is this me, there is this awareness, consciousness, whatever it is, it's up here. And oh yeah, there is the abdomen, there is my foot, there's pain in the foot, itch there. There is this dualistic relationship, subject-object. And particular relationship arises when we pay attention in this usual habitual way. Particular perceptions arise that are not exactly conducive to waking up, to awakening. So the invitation today was to really consider paying attention in a different way, not from the control tower. You might have heard that before, but maybe in the brief pith instruction and then other instructions after that. But really, really land in the body as if the body is an organ of perception itself. It's perceiving in and of itself. And I was giving invitations to imagine the you or whoever you are, there's perception in your abdomen, you're perceiving the sensations, or in your whole body, or wherever the sensations are arising. And you need to stay with this, because for most people with this instruction, you might think that, oh, what? From the inside? I'm in my abdomen, I'm sensing the sensations from the inside and of themselves, not from the control tower. Like, how does that even work? I don't know how to do this. So that is very normal. That can arise. And yet, if you give into that way of thinking, it will never click. This perception can never shift. This new way can never open up. So what needs to happen, if it didn't click for you, or even if it did click, you need to stay. If it comes up, oh, I don't know how to do this. Like, wow, this is unfamiliar. I always paid attention from the top. Like, what does it even mean? What the heck is she meaning to sense the sensations from within themselves? So stay. You need to stay, and it will shift. It will make sense on its own. So don't give in to the thoughts of, I don't know what this means. Because of course it's a new way. I'm inviting you to try something completely different. It's like riding a bicycle If you've never ridden a bicycle before, you need to stay with it. Stay with it. And then what can arise is a sense of perception, perceiving the sensations in the body. In and of itself, there is no commentary. It's just the sensations being sensed. And the sensed, only the sensed, only the sensed. So these sensations being sensed in and of themselves without a point of reference. So these points of sensation all over the body, all over, quote unquote, the body. And then it becomes just points of sensations being sensed in space. And the body will drop out too, will just be points of sensations. And the self drops out as well. This is one way to have insight into not self, into anatta. There's so many different ways. This is one way to see that. And I was guiding you this morning. And albeit it's a daily meditation, it's only 30 minutes, but yet some of your minds might be ready to have an insight here, to see it for a split second, or maybe take this practice into the future and sit with it. Maybe it will plant seeds for insights to open up. And this teaching, the Buddha gave a beautiful pith teaching to Bahia. So I like to read. Actually, let me tell you the story of Bahia. So Bahia, the wanderer, in the time of the Buddha, he was a dedicated practitioner, and he was practicing very hard, he was not a Buddhist in some other tradition. And he thought he was awakened. And the story goes that he's told that actually you're not awakened yet. Go find the Buddha. He can really give you the true teachings and take you to the end. So he comes and finds the Buddha and arrives when the Buddha is about to go for alms round to get his daily meal. And he says, "The Buddha, I've come all this way. Please, please give me a teaching." And the Buddha says, "No, this is not a good time. I'm going for alms. Come back later." And she says, "Well, please, please, second time, please, please give me a teaching." And the Buddha says, "I'm going for alms." And he says, the third time, and in Buddhist stories, whenever you ask the Buddha for a third time, he will give an answer. So please, you know, life is uncertain. Who knows what might happen? Please, please give me a teaching. And the Buddha, knowing the context, he's hungry, he's going for alms around. He gives him the most pith teaching and the most awakening pith teaching way to awaken. And it's a beautiful teaching to keep practicing. It has so many levels, so many depths, so many layers of depth. And if you feel like, oh, you understand it, trust that there is more to this teaching. So I'm going to read the punchline for you. And before I read the punchline, so when Bahia hears this, he becomes fully awakened. And Buddha goes for his alms round. And Bahia later that afternoon gets killed by a cow, but he's fully awakened. So here we go. Bahia, in the seen is merely what is seen, and the cognized is merely what is cognized, etc. Actually, it's summarized. Well, here it is. In the seen, in the seen will be merely what is seen. In the heard will be merely what is heard. In the sensed will be merely what is sensed. In the cognized will be merely what is cognized. In this way, you should train yourself. So we were focusing in the sensed merely what is sensed. That might be the easiest way to first way to understand this teaching, in the sensed, merely the sensed. And then the Buddha continues, when you practice in this way, in the sensed, only the sensed, etc., then bahiya, you will not be with that. When bahiya, you are not with that, then bahiya, you will not be in that. When bahiya, you are not in that, then bahiya, you will be neither here nor there, nor in between the two. Just this is the end of suffering. Just this is the end of suffering. So this is in the Bahiya Sutta, if you want to go and read it later yourself. So shift in the perception, the mind's body, inviting ourselves for us to see things differently, leading to just this is the end of suffering. In the sense, in the sensed, merely the sensed, merely the sensed. So staying with it in the sensed could be the sensation is in the knowing itself. It's not separate, and the perception will shift in amazing ways. We're all capable of it. Give it time. Give it time. So speaking of time, we are out of time. So thank you all for your practice, for joining, either in real time or practicing later. May you be well. May you be free. Take good care, and see you tomorrow.